off the ball.
Rugby.
The quality is here. All it took was, which is exactly what we were asking for, was, you know, some contracts and some time, and for more players to have more time playing in camp.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we'll hear from Ireland winger Chidozie Akpeni, who's set to play for his country for the first time in almost a year after rupturing his Achilles. Crystal Palace and Ireland assistant coach Paddy McCarthy believes this squad is on the cusp of something special. And Lionel Messi scores two goals on what could be one of his last appearances in an Argentina shirt on home soil. But first today, Chidozie Akpeni is back in the Ireland squad for the first time in a year after he ruptured his Achilles just weeks into his Ipswich career in the Premier League. Akpeni, who suffered the injury in a game away to Brentford, had successful surgery in November 2024. The former Cork City and Limerick wingers made a good recovery. He believes he's close to the physical numbers he was putting up before the injury. And since then, Akpeni's become a father and says the long-term injury has helped give him a new perspective on life.
Different type of person now. I don't fear a lot of things in life anymore. You know, I'm grateful for a lot more things. Not like I wasn't before, but the journey that I had was it was a unique journey. You know, with a relationship with my partner, the relationship with the club, appreciating kids, knowing what we mean to these kids. You know, I had obviously my sister's Down syndrome, so I was able to connect with her as well. From learning, going to these community appearances. So it was a massive year for me for development on and off the pitch. And when I'm on the pitch, who cares about a bad training session, you know? And when you see these kids, and it's a lot of things now, and I train better now because I don't dwell on the past, you know, which when you're young, you want to impress and you want to do a lot of things. Now it's like I feel like I'm more efficient in what I'm doing, you know? So that was a great journey for me.
And after volunteering in his local community in Ipswich, he says that helped him understand things a little bit better.
So every player, usually every club, you go and you do your tutoring of all ages. Some people do soccer schools, some people do educational purposes. I just happened to do, I went to a training session, and it was with kids with all disabilities. And I went the first time and I went the second time, and you know, there was kids that, you know, I blame myself, I didn't even think they were had a disability. Some things you can't see. And, you know, something I can relate to, you know, growing up with a sister with Down syndrome. So I kept going and, you know, I kept learning, you know, different things, how to communicate and understanding. Because I seen that behaviour on my sister, but I don't know what that means. And these kids would tell you what they're, you know, experiencing. And I was able to take that home, you know, and understand. Not saying that, listen, my sister, we grew up with her, my sister, we fought together. Like, she was, you know, she had a tough life like we did. So it wasn't like she didn't get anything special, which was probably good for her because she was able to feel, you know, what we felt. But, you know, when I went to these things, you know, it was amazing the things I was picking up and stuff I've seen before, you know, I've lived at home with. And I was, you know, no matter what, I remember one kid came to me. And he said, Chio, no matter what, you're still one of our favourite. And I almost cried because in my head, I'm just a little kid just coming doing my job, you know. But to us, we mean a lot to them. So it made me like, you know, I have to be the best version of myself because you don't know what lives you're going to change. You know, and me being there for 30 minutes, you see these kids going home and the parents coming to you. Sorry, thank you so much. And I'm just like, I changed their lives. I've only had 30 minutes. So it's so important to offer yourself to the community because you don't know whose life you can impact, you know, and now it's really good for me.
Paddy McCarthy is one of the most highly rated coaches in the Premier League at the moment and has played a key role in the success with Crystal Palace over the last couple of years. McCarthy's been an interim manager of Palace on two occasions, once when Patrick Vieira left in 2023 and then when Roy Hodgson left the club in 2024. He stayed there when Oliver Glasner took over. The Dubliner didn't win a senior cap for Ireland despite coming up through the underage teams. He was included in one of Giovanni Trapattoni's squads in 2009 for the friendly against South Africa at Thomond Park. McCarthy's double jobbing with Palace and Ireland, and he believes this group of players are on the cusp of something special.
Absolutely, yeah. World Cup qualifiers against good opposition, difficult tests for us. But what I am is I'm confident in the progress we've made. Certainly since I came into the building to coach the team, I've seen definite progress. The boys are in a good place, and I just believe that this young team is on the cusp of something special, and I'm hoping that is evident on Saturday.
The good news for Heimir Hallgrímsson is there's no fresh injuries to worry about ahead of tomorrow's game, which kicks off at 7:45, and we'll have all the post-match reaction with Nathan Murphy and Vinnie Perth. It'll be across all of our social media channels. We'll have the post-match interviews there. Mason Melia scored 2 goals to help Ireland start their Euro under 21 qualifying campaign with a 2-1 win away to Moldova. The hosts, who kicked off their own qualifying campaign with a 3-0 win over Andorra back in June, went ahead in the first half, but the St. Pat's man scored a goal in either half to give Jim Crawford's side the perfect start in their bid to reach the tournament in Albania and Serbia. And Melia told the FAI in-house media channel they're happy with the 3 points to take back to Dublin.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, great 3 points. We're looking forward to the game on Tuesday now, so just prepare really for it. We're ready to go.
Northern Ireland started their World Cup qualifying campaign with a 3-1 win in Luxembourg. Jamie Reid, Shea Charles and Justin Devenny scored the goals for Michael O'Neill's side. Their next qualifier will see them go to Cologne on Sunday to take on Germany, who lost their opening game 2-0 away to Slovakia last night. European champions Spain won 3-0 away to Bulgaria. Mikel Jarabal, Mark Cucurella and Mikel Merino scored 3 first half goals. Elsewhere in Group E, Georgia lost 3-2 at home to Turkey, who were 3-0 up in Tbilisi.
Do Kiwiora. Kiwior przepuścił Grosicki. Fantastycznie. Kapuska. Jeszcze Polacy zblokowany. Świderski. Wciąż Polacy. Kat! 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 Ale to zrobił! Mati Kat! On lubi ten stadion!
In Group G, the Netherlands were held to a 1-1 draw at home to Poland. Aston Villa defender Matty Cash scored a stunning late equaliser for Poland. Denzel Dumfries had put the Dutch 1-0 up. Lithuania and Malta drew 1-1. Wales continued their campaign with a 1-0 win away to Kazakhstan. Kiefer Moore got the only goal of the game in Astana. In the same group, Belgium beat Liechtenstein 6-0 away from home. Scotland captain Andy Robertson knows there's little margin for error ahead of their qualifying campaign. Scotland played Denmark in Copenhagen tonight. It's the first of just 6 matches in the group as they bid to make it to the US next summer. Robertson wants them to hit the ground running.
It's going to be over dead quick. And so it's up to us to try and capitalise on that, to try and, you know, get the results that we need. Nobody knows how many points you'll need, how many wins, how many draws, whatever else, but all we can do is try and compete in every single game, pick up the points that we believe we need.
That one kicks off at 7:45. Elsewhere in Europe tonight, some of the standout qualifiers include the meeting of Slovenia and Sweden, who have a host of Premier League strikers in their ranks, including Benjamin Šeško, Alexander Isak and Viktor Gyökeres. Ukraine take on France. Italy host Estonia. That's Gennaro Gattuso's first game in charge of Italy. And Switzerland take on Kosovo. London City Lionesses have confirmed the world record signing of France international Gras Gayoro from PSG for £1.4 million. The 28-year-old is the club's 16th permanent signing this summer, ahead of their first ever campaign in the WSL. Gayoro has finished as a runner-up in the Women's Champions League twice before and won the top flight in France once. Meanwhile, England striker Alessia Russo has signed a new long-term deal with Arsenal on the eve of their opening game against London City. The 26-year-old has formally agreed terms. The new season kicks off tonight. Champions Chelsea going for a 7th league title in a row, playing Manchester City at Stamford Bridge. City, who finished 4th last season, begin life under new manager Andre Jeglerts. That one starts at 7:30. Former Ireland and Tottenham defender Stephen Kelly says he's shocked at Daniel Levy's decision to step down as the club's chairman. He left after almost 25 years in the role, with Peter Charrington becoming the non-executive chairman of Spurs. There was a number of fan protests aimed at Levy last season, but Kelly warned supporters they should be careful what they wish for.
The grass is not always greener. That's such a cliche, but it's not always. And I suppose when people look back on this, they'll probably look at Daniel Levy and think, well, he has left a huge legacy with the development of the stadium, with the development of the training ground, some of the youth team players he's brought through.
Lionel Messi scored 2 goals in the early hours for Argentina, who beat Venezuela 3-0 in Buenos Aires in the South American World Cup qualifiers. The world champions had already booked their place at next year's World Cup. Venezuela's hopes of qualifying automatically were dashed. Messi said this would be his last home competitive game in an Argentine shirt, and he was accompanied by his 3 children as he entered the field in an emotional night for all Argentines. He scored the first after Julian Alvarez set up as captain following a great through ball from Leandro Paredes.
Se viene Paredes, buena pelota para Julián Militado, va por el primero la área y está Julián, enganchó Julián, Julián para Messi, está Messi, está Argentina. Gol! Argentina, Messi! Gol! extraordinaria jugada bárbara de Julián Álvarez. Gracias siempre, Messi, por tu fútbol, por llevar tan alto la bandera argentina, por tu entrega, por tu corazón y sobre todo por hacernos tan felices.
Lautaro Martinez scored the second shortly after, replacing Alvarez with a header from a Nico Gonzalez cross. Messi's second and Argentina's third came in similar fashion to the first. Thiago Almada was played in following a great through ball from Rodrigo De Paul. Almada squared it to Messi for a first-time left-footed finish.
34 y medio, estamos en la pantalla de Tense Sports, en una producción de torneo. Tiempo profundo para Thiago, nace el tercero, Thiago, el tercero, Thiago atrás para Messi. ¡Gol! ¡Qué pedazo de gol, mamita mía! ¡Dejate de jugar! ¡Gol! ¡Argentino!
After the game, Argentina boss Lionel Scaloni confirmed Messi wouldn't travel to Ecuador for the final game of their qualifying series. Despite being 38 years old, Messi is still the top scorer in this qualifying stage. He's got 8 goals. He's one ahead of Luis Diaz of Colombia. And Messi has 36 goals in total. He remains the all-time leading scorer. And looking ahead, Messi clarified he'll only compete in next year's World Cup if he feels physically fit. Match by match, he says, he'll finish the season, then he'll have a pre-season and there'll be 6 months left. So he says he'll see how he feels and he's hoping a good pre-season in 2026 and finish in the MLS this season will set him up nicely, but he'll decide after that. That loss for Venezuela confirmed Uruguay, Colombia and Paraguay have joined Argentina, Brazil and Ecuador as the automatic qualifiers from South America. Colombia and Uruguay marked their qualifications with 3-0 wins over Bolivia and Peru respectively. Paraguay and Ecuador drew 0-0. Brazil beat Chile 3-0 in the night's other match. Chelsea's new boy Estevao was on the score sheet along with West Ham's Lucas Paquetá and Newcastle midfielder Bruno Guimarães. Venezuela have a 1-point lead over Bolivia but one match to go in the fight for a playoff spot. Bolivia finished with a home game against Brazil on Tuesday night, while Venezuela are at home to Colombia. That's about all we have time for on Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more on Monday.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.